Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. And as we think on these things, open our hearts and minds to hear your word to us this day. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. As you will all see on the little piece of paper that you got when we came in today, we have some quotes. And we have some quotes to start off my talk. So let us see. The first one is from Galatians. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And a quote attributed to Mother Teresa, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. And a quote attributed to the Dalai Lama, just as ripples spread out when a single pebble is dropped into water, the actions of individuals can have far-reaching effects. And a quote from an origin unknown, you create positive ripples into this world every time you offer a kind word, loving action, empowering insight, or smile, because whoever receives it passes it on to someone who then passes it on, who then passes it on, who then passes it on, who then passes it on. So this last quote mentions the positive ripples we create when we do acts of kindness. And it took me back to the daily act of kindness one person took on. It was Bernadette Russell. She's a UK-based author and activist. And back in 2011, she started a challenge that she took upon herself to perform an act of kindness for a stranger every single day of the year. And she did this in response to the riots that had been happening in the UK following the death of a mixed-race man who was shot dead by police that year. She sought to prove that love, hope, and kindness could outweigh negativity. She did this in response to the riots which were happening all over. Her acts of kindness, which were often very simple, sometimes just a smile at a stranger, and hello to a stranger, and offered to carry heavy shopping bags or pay for a coffee for a stranger in a coffee shop, made a massive impression of many of these folk. And her activity made the national news and was much talked about. I obviously still remember it to speak about it today. I remember folks started to think that this is a good thing to try themselves. Her actions not only affected the individuals, but other people got caught up with it. And it just so happens my daughter and I were talking about this phenomenon, which I just thought it was a theory, but I've been told it is actually a phenomenon, the ripple effect. When an initial localized event, action, causes a chain reaction. Like you might see when a stone is dropped into water. One small action expands out, rippling out across the water, and in doing so, may make other things happen. Some small act, of good or bad, can have this rippling effect. And we heard in our first reading today of the prophet Jeremiah. It says, the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and all the people who are standing in the house of God. Now, Jeremiah is speaking in a time when the world will face much unrest. He speaks of wars, of famines, of pestilence. And he says he's looking forward for the time when the prophet who speaks of peace will come, saying, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. And we see this in Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, the Jewish nation had called for, was waiting for, that would come to rescue them, which he did. And he did even more than that. He rescued all of us. His mission to save the whole world began when Jesus, the Son of God, came down to earth, showing us the way and going to the cross to save us all and open the gates to the eternal kingdom for all people. And how did he do this? Well, in a peaceful, humble, kind, compassionate way. That is how Jesus showed us how to live. In fact, what did Jesus say when he was asked what is the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the one true God and to love your neighbour as yourself. How strange it is that collectively we, as a species, seem to find it easier to put up barriers and protect ourselves, to defend. But the message of Jesus seems different. In our gospel reading, he uses the word welcome 6 times in the first 2 verses of that reading. Welcome. Now, there is no denying we do have to protect ourselves from those who would harm us or others around us. The Bible does speak of this, of course. And let's be honest, in the church and all establishments, the need for safeguarding is paramount. Don't we quake at just hearing that word, safeguarding? But we are to welcome all into our midst. I have used this example before of the kindergarten that I used to run. And we had one very strong rule, no hitting. And that included all physical or emotional hurting. It was a group of 3 to 6-year-olds, after all. But this was a rule that was just accepted, and the children learned different ways to discuss their differences of opinion, so to speak. Like, who was to have the last brick that suddenly everyone needed to play with? Trivial and amusing. But isn't that how many of our differences start off? Trivial. In our world, across the world, something happens and the ripple effect goes out, good and bad. Well, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, wants us to welcome others, to offer hospitality, a ripple effect of goodness. And Jesus is saying these verses to the disciples, to those who were listening there, to those of that day, and to us today. Jesus had been saying that we are to go out and spread the good news. Jesus had seen those around him, harassed and lost, like sheep without a shepherd. And he had compassion on them, and he wanted to call them back into his flock. This is what has been being talked about in the verses before in Matthew's Gospel. And that is to happen back in those days, and into the church that we are today. Not just by saying, here we are, come, but by going out and showing the peace and love of Jesus. I think the church, not just here in West Bucks, but across the UK and beyond, has got into that frame of mind that if folks want it, they will come in, surely. But we need to go out and call them in, to invite them in, to welcome them. If we just sit and wait for the hospitable to be hospitable to those who come flocking to our church doors, well, we'll be waiting a long time. So how can this ripple effect be a useful phenomenon for us to look at? Well, I did note that with this recent hot weather, folks across the benefice have been saying to me that they have found refuge in our cool churches. That's suddenly cool. It's cool to come to church, you know? What a big tick that is. What an offering we have just in our cool buildings. I do know that local parishes across the benefice have been putting this message out on their WhatsApp groups, emails, etc., not just through church members promoting this, but through folks spreading this message themselves. We as a church group have sent this message out with our actions, our words of welcome, the simple message, please do come and join our beautiful, cool building in our village. Well, we can definitely further this with getting water, getting loos into our churches. These sort of things help, of course. And Westbury, well done for starting this very scary venture here. But here in Westbury, we also have Wi-Fi. How useful is that? I actually came and sat in here the other day with my dog and did some work using the Wi-Fi. So that's a great thing that I have seen recently, this past week. And I'm sure we can find ways that we can, by our actions, send out such messages. The wonderful thing with a ripple effect is that one individual or a group can set off an action and it gets picked up and spreads. We all become part of it. And most likely the ones that get the biggest pickup will be not an intentional act with an end result in mind, but a random act that ripples out. The woman I spoke about at the beginning, Bernadette, she discovered something she didn't expect from her experience, her challenge that she'd set herself. These acts of kindness not only helped others feel better, but she did too. We don't do these things for a feel-good factor for ourselves, but they do have that bonus. We do feel lifted if we see that we've helped others. And Jesus reminds us that God does notice and recognise our good deeds. As our Bible verse said, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let us say amen. Amen.